Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt, es ist Tumura Perig Vav Mischner, hey, Kalo Asurim al Gabi HaMizbeach. All the animals that are Asur on the Mizbeach, Val Doisein Mutarim, but their babies are Mutar. So let's say you have a behema, an Akeva behema, that became possible to be marked on the Mizbeach. Afterwards, it became pregnant. It became Yuberis through a Zohar that is kosher. The baby is kosher for the carbon, because this baby came to the world through a father that is mutter, and a mother that is aser. That's called zev zeh goyrim, and the klal is that zev zeh goyrim is mutter. So the Batanur explains it. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Vlad treifa, the child of a treifa. We're going to assume that this means that the mother became treifa after it became pregnant. There's actually a machloikis in Masechtas Chulin whether a treifa animal could become pregnant. Really, the Gemara over there explains our mission according to both Shitas. But the halacha is that it can't. So, Memela, it can't be that it became Yuberes after it was Treifa. It must be it became Yuberes before it was Treifa. Rabbi Eliezer says, Loi yikrevel gabi amizbeach. Why? That's because Rabbi Eliezer holds Uber Yerachime. That means that the unborn baby is like the mother itself. And when the mother became Treifa, the baby also becomes Treifa. The Chachamim, my Rim Yikra of the Chachamim, say you could be Makrovit. They hold that the unborn baby is not considered mamish like the mother. They hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy. And just because the mother became Treifa doesn't mean that the baby became Treifa. Zakt the Mishnah Vaiter, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignis, Omer of Chanina ben Antignis says, if you have a kosher, a behemoth, Sheyonka min hatreifa, that nursed milk from a behemoth that is Treifa, Psula me al gabi amizbeach, that baby that drank the milk is possible for the mizbeach for the next 24 hours. 24 hours from after the baby nursed, drank the milk, it's possible because the milk that's inside the baby's stomach was not digested yet. It takes 24 hours and it could live only in that milk, without any other food. So it's considered something that came through the koyach of a treifa. But after 24 hours, the baby that drank the treifa milk would be mutter. Vaitra says the Mishnah, kol kadashim shenasu treifa, any existing hegdish carbon that became treifa, ain't poydinosim, you can't redeem it. Why? Because what's going to happen if you redeem it? What am I going to do with it? I can't eat it because it's treifa. Never mind the halachis of hegdish, mitzad the regular halachis. Today, chulin animal, you can't eat it if it's treifa. Like we said, you have to check every animal to make sure it's not treifa. Now, treifa is mutter behana. You can feed it to your dogs. But the halacha is, she'ein poydim es ha-kadashim, we don't redeem hegdish la'chilin l'klavim, just to give it to eat to dogs. You can only redeem hegdish if you're going to eat it. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned anything that's also for the mizbeach. The child is mutter. That's talking about a case, as the Batanur explains it. At least in most of the cases of treifa. It's talking about a case where first it became pasul and afterwards it became yuberes. The baby is kosher l'karbin. A vlad treifa, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't be makvid on the mizbeach because as the mother becomes treifa, the baby, which is considered part of the mother, according to Rabbi Eliezer, becomes treifa as well. The Chachamim say the baby is not part of the mother in this way. And just because the mother became treifa does not mean that the baby became treifa. Then we have two other halachas in regard to treifa. Rav Chanina ben Antignis telling us that a kasher behema that nursed from a treifa is possible as long as the milk wasn't digested yet. That takes 24 hours. And all kadashim, existing hegdish that became treifa, you can't redeem it. Being that you're not allowed to eat it, you can just redeem it to feed it to your dogs. And the halacha is, ein poydim es ha-kadashim, lahachilan leklavim.